Hello? Oh, hey Jake, what's up? Hey man, want to go to a party tonight? You know, I'm feeling a little tired. I knew you would say that. Why are you always so boring? Does this conversation seem familiar? Or maybe you are just too scared to decline an invitation? If so, maybe you are an introvert. Well, I'm an introvert too, so no worries. Though most people are in the middle somewhere between introvert and extrovert. 你性格内向吗？我也是内向的人，可是大部分的人在内向与外向之间。Today's video will tell us why introverts like to be alone. Even if you are an extrovert, which is totally okay too, this video is pretty interesting and you will definitely learn something. Whether you are an introvert or an extrovert, let's do the key sentence together. Here it is. So, if you're an introvert, don't ever feel guilty if you just want to curl up in bed with a good book or movie instead of accepting a party invitation. So we're going to start with the vocabulary in this sentence, and the first word is sort of our key word for the day, which is introvert. Introvert. 然后中文是内向。 Neixiang, and this is a noun. Now you could say introverted to make it an adjective. She is an introverted person. All right, and the definition for this word is a reserved or shy person who enjoys spending time alone. And here's your example sentence. I am an introvert. I would often rather just enjoy a quiet night rather than go out to the bars. So for you, maybe the idea of staying at home, reading a book, doing something by yourself or with maybe a good friend is more exciting or feels more comfortable than going to the bars around many, many people, most of whom are strangers. All right, the vocabulary word number two. Vocabulary word number two today is going to be curl up. Curl up. Now, this is a verb phrase.
中文是蜷缩，蜷缩。
Or I think in Chinese you can also say 蜷缩，蜷缩. All right, the definition for this is to arrange oneself in a ball or curl. So you lay down somewhere really comfortable on your bed or your couch, and you kind of make yourself smaller. You curl up, maybe go under the blankets, and you do something that just makes you feel very relaxed. So here is your example sentence. She just wants to curl up in her bed and read a book on rainy days. Does this sound like you? This is technically a verb phrase. So we have the word both curl and up. Now, these are both separate words, but when we put them together, curl up, it forms a verb phrase. It basically just means you find a couch or a bed, get super comfortable, and just enjoy something quiet. Imagine yourself wrapped up in a blanket on a cold winter night, warm with a nice cup of tea and a good book, or a Nintendo Switch. You are curled up reading a book or playing video games. Sounds good, right? Maybe a bit boring if you are an extrovert, but if you're introverted like me, this could be paradise. All right, well, let's get to word number three. So we have the word instead. Instead. This is an adverb.
中文是作为替代。 作为替代.
All right, now this is kind of a harder word, so just bear with me for just a moment. The definition is as a substitute or equivalent. So basically you're thinking of two things and you're going to choose one of those things over another thing, or you can choose one thing over another thing. So let's work through this one. The example sentence I have is, we'll order out instead of cooking since we are both tired. So two choices, cook your dinner, order food. Because you're tired, you're going to choose to order out. So order out instead of cooking. Now, this word is a little tricky. You can use it at the beginning or middle of a sentence. Generally, there are two verb phrases in a sentence with this word. So let's go ahead and get a little bit more practice. Here are the two verb phrases. Get angry, try to relax. So listen to the example. Instead of getting angry, you should try to relax. So we used instead as the first word, and the verb phrase is instead of getting angry. So you shouldn't get angry. You should try to relax. Now we can have the same sentence, but put instead in the middle. You should relax instead of getting angry. Let's try one more example. Here are the two verb phrases. Go to the nightclub and have a small gathering at home. So let's start with instead as the first word in the sentence. Instead of going to the nightclub, introverts might prefer to have a small gathering at home. So you could go to the nightclub. However, introverts would probably rather just stay home. So instead of going to the nightclub, stay home. Now let's do that same sentence again, but put instead in the middle. Introverts might prefer to have a small gathering at home instead of going to the nightclub. Hopefully that helps you guys out. Please make your own example sentence below and I will make sure I check them out. Okay, it is pronunciation time. Let's listen to the sentence one more time. So, if you're an introvert, don't ever feel guilty if you just want to curl up in bed with a good book or movie instead of accepting a party invitation. Now, when we have so as the first word of the sentence, take a short pause after so. So, if you're an introvert. So, if you want to go. So, if you like chocolate. And so on. 当我们以so 开始句子时，我们通常会停顿一下。 Also, when sentences start with an if clause, we take another short pause. So, if you're an introvert, pause again.
当句子以if字句开头时，我们通常会少做停顿。
After the so and after the if clause, there's no more pauses. And this can actually be challenging because this is a pretty long sentence. So, go slow, feel free to record multiple times, and have fun. Always make sure doing the challenge is fun and you will definitely do better.
此后没有任何停顿。 这可能有点挑战性，因为这是一个很长的句子。放慢速度，可以试着多录制几次。放慢速度，可以试着多录制几次，开心就好。始终确保挑战时间有趣。 始终确保挑战是件有趣的事，那你就会成功。